no, I think we, you know, maybe that could be our theme song.
Yes. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
We're going to start our first podcast called Sister Chat, and I'm here with my sister, Shirl.
Hi, everyone. We are about to start this brand new podcast, and we're hoping that you out there will want to listen to our chats.
So what are we going to chat about? What sort of things do you think we'll delve into?
The mysteries of life, I'm sure. But
yeah, I know. Well, we've both had half a century. Like, together, we've had over a century worth of wisdom. So,
I never thought that. Yes, that's true.
So I think we've got a bit to
share.
Offer the world.
Yes.
So I think we'll hopefully come up with something worth listening to.
I think so.
And by the way, I'm Lee. I'm Alicia Lee. Yeah, so my family call me Lee, and you'll be my family once you've been listening for a while, so you can call me Lee too. So it's Shirl and Lee, and we're sisters. We do have another sister and a brother, and they might pop in occasionally, but it'd just be the two of us for the moment, and we're going to just do our first pilot, which is a bit daunting.
Scary.
It is a little scary, yeah. I mean, we're over 50 now, so, you know, everything that we do is, you know, going to be scary. And we'll try really hard to not laugh too much because we do love laughing.
We sure do.
So anyway, to start off with, Shirl, you describe yourself. You know, just give them an idea of what is Shirl and what does she do?
Well, I'm a wife and a mother of 3 and 1 stepson. I'm a sister, a daughter, an auntie, a niece, a friend, middle age, actually a little bit older than a middle age.
Not much, no. No, middle age. We're going to reach 100, so really.
Oh,
we're right smack bang in the middle of middle age.
We are. I have a strong Christian faith. I lead a kids' church at near Beaudesert. I'm an educator in a kindy at Jimboomba at childcare. And I love ideas. I'm an ideas person. Even at work, they come to me if they need an idea.
Crazy idea.
Oh, yes. The bigger, the better.
Yeah. Shirl goes big or goes home.
I'm very social. I love getting with people, especially family, and I just love laughter and my bad points are
Weren't going to get to the bad points yet.
Let's just stay with the
positive. So unfortunately, because we're sisters, we're kind of really similar.
We are.
It was a lot of things. I mean, I only did have 2 children, though. I stopped at perfection. No. And I think the best thing about us is we actually have children, and they survived. And I think we should be really proud of ourselves for raising children to adulthood and then pushing them out into the big wide world.
And
I'm not quite an empty nester yet. Shirl's an empty nester.
I'm an empty nester.
We've still got children living at home, 2 children, and they can move out whenever they like, but
you've even shown them the exit sign flashing.
Flashing exit sign, not working at all. I've got similar attributes to myself, and when I'm introducing myself, I'm, of course, a wife. I've got a wonderful husband who supports me in everything I do. We do some crazy stuff.
Yes.
And we really do have great husbands.
We do.
they must love us a lot because we have such crazy ideas. And you'll get to hear about some of those crazy ideas, I dare say, in the podcast to come. Yes, we just want to just acknowledge how wonderful our husbands are. Our children roll their eyes and walk away. So, but our husbands have no choice in the matter. They've got to just go along with it. Most of the times they just laugh and, yeah.
They did that commitment at the start.
I know. I'm sure that was in our vows, you know, to love us regardless of our crazy ideas. But we've had a wonderful growing up experience. I think we've, you know, when we were children, we fought like cats and dogs. And but as we've grown older, I think we've, I don't think we've had a fight. Not in our adult lives. And I think we got it all out of our system.
Maybe. Got it all.
We have the scars to prove that we fought really badly when we were growing up.
Our dad encouraged it.
I know. He would set it up like a fighting ring.
Ding, ding, ding.
And out we would come and we could, no holes barred.
Yes.
We could fight as long as we were able.
Yes.
But once it finished,
that was it. Yep.
He would then grab the both of us and smack our heads together. Then we would have to shake hands and say sorry to each other and then go to our rooms. And and sometimes we would get dinner and sometimes we wouldn't, depending on how big the fight was and how much blood was
shed.
but now I think we've got that all out of our system, and I hope we have. We seem to get on
really well
now. And I think we both have these, you know, I think we've both had life knocks.
Yes,
we've had times where we've just hit rock bottom, and I think we've both got it. Because we have each other, we can talk out things and we can really just get up and move on. I don't think we've allowed ourselves to have a pity party for very long, have we?
No.
And I think that's a great thing about sisters.
Yeah.
Is that you can ring up and dump.
Dump it and then hang up.
We can, yeah. And, and I don't think you've ever let me sit around moping for very long. And
I think that's true, because you know that we know each other really well, and being family, you can say things that you know that they'll always be there for you.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing that we can say to each other. We would never talk to each other again, I don't think. But, you never know. This podcast might
It could change everything. Change things. What have we done?
But one of the reasons why I think this podcast is important for us to do is one, that we're sisters, and I think we have some wisdom in the 50 or so years we've been on this earth. But as well, I think it's something that we can, you know, talk about our childhood and how different it is these days.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we didn't walk through 4 foot of snow to get to school or anything like that, but we still, you know, have things that show the signs of the times. You know, we were there when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
Yes,
we were there when the telephone arrived in Australia and television turned on.
Yes.
And yet we're still here, and we've entered the age of the podcast. So and we're up with most things, you know. We've got an iPad, an iPhone, computers. Yes. We're hip, we're happening.
we think we are. Until our children tell us
otherwise.
Yes. And they still say, you know, have you really been here when the dinosaurs were here?
They were a few years before we were born. Just a few. So it would be great if you want to subscribe to our podcast and if you wanted to ask us some questions and see if we have any wisdom on different things in life that we may have gone through and and lived to tell.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah. So, how else would we describe each other?
Well, I'd describe you as not just an ideas person, but an ideas maker.
Idea maker. I like that. Yes.
She can create things with her amazing imagination.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that and Pinterest.
Yes.
Pinterest does help a lot.
Pinterest. We found Pinterest and that's been our wonderful friend.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It's changed our lives.
It has.
Changed my crafting world anyway.
Yes.
And, you know, like I've even set myself up with a blog.
Which,
you know, has started quite slowly, but, you know, you want to drop in one day and have a check it out. It's called The Lonely Aussie Crafter.
Oh, yes.
It sounds really depressing, The Lonely Aussie Crafter. But really, if I've got people around, I probably talk so much that I don't get a lot of crafting done.
Yes.
So I probably need to lock myself away, and that's when I come out with some pretty cool
amazing creations.
Anyway, The Lonely Aussie Crafter. If you're interested in checking that out, that would be really good.
Yes.
Have you got anything that, you know, maybe not so great about you that you've got to work on, Cheryl?
Yes. It would be my short temper.
Oh, wow. Well, let's just Cheryl is a redhead.
Yes.
So there is some connotations behind being a redhead.
Yes. But the good thing about a short temper is that it doesn't last long.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
And usually I get convicted pretty quick and I have to say sorry.
Yeah, I don't know where we would have got that guilt trip from.
I don't know.
We go on a guilt trip a lot and I think we might have to accredit that to our mother.
Now, is our mother going to be listening to this podcast?
I don't know whether we should let her listen to this podcast. But anyway, yeah, so what else have we got?
Well, I love when my children were living with me, I loved waking them up with my awesome voice.
Oh. Yes.
I cannot sing, but I used to go around the house and they will say, "What are you on, Mum? Where is that happy pill? I need that happy pill, but you can't sing." And that was one of the punishments they got.
I was going to open the podcast up with us singing, "Sisters Are Doing It For Ourselves."
Well, I will definitely go woo to you.
Do you think that anyone would actually want to listen up to that? I don't know. I think, maybe that could be our theme song.
Yes. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. See? You want to hear more, don't you? Oh, dear. It's scary, but yes. Some of the things that I probably need to work on in my life as well are probably my impatience. Apparently my husband says I'm very impatient. Ooh. And I have asked God for patience,
yes,
but he just won't give it to me now. He gives me heaps of opportunities, but he doesn't give me the patience to go with those opportunities. So, yeah, and probably, you know, self-confidence is always something that, you know, a lot of people struggle with.
Yes.
And,
there's not too many people that I know that are really confident.
Yeah.
Like, most people struggle with that.
Yeah. So, you know, I could use a shot of self-confidence every now and again. And probably the need to be liked. Yeah.
Yes.
People pleasing is probably something that's,
And that will lead to also lacking your confidence as well, because you know that you're not pleasing people.
No. Yeah. Well, I heard of this really out there word called approval porn, which sounds absolutely awful.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, as I heard it, being explained. It was the need to have likes and have comments on your Facebook, and and that approval porn is quite like, it's a more a woman thing than a man thing. And I thought, I never, like, it's such a word that is like, I'd never think that I would be addicted to porn per se, but when they put it in that way, you know, like approval porn, I think that I'm addicted, and I think really need to look at that. So yeah, I think that's probably my three points in my life that I need to improve, but don't think that that doesn't mean that we need likes for our podcast.
So, 1,000 will do.
Yeah, just 1,000 will make me, you know, mildly happy. But we'll go into that in another podcast. Yeah. But anyway, I hope you get to know us a little more as we go along. Yes. And yeah, this is Lee, and
this is Cheryl,
and we're called
Sister Chat.